Keep the good vibes rolling. We're celebrating the Bucks championship all day long on 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin. Championship parade coverage is presented by Jockey.
Still people lingering here at the Deer District. I just love this. There's families. There's multi-generations. People are just kind of hanging out here. They don't want to let go. Steady flow in and out of the pro shop. More of our conversation in a second. First, let's check in with Debbie. How's that ride rolling, Deb?
Well, we have a couple of issues on 41 southbound, an accident at Pilgrim on the right, and then another one that Silver Springs, taking a while to get cleared up. That was the one that had cars on both sides. Looks like they may have moved everything off onto the right side, but still, we're seeing a little bit of a backup there. Highway Q2, the Zoo interchange is at 37 minutes, a 22-minute backup. From the Zoo to Highway Q on the northbound side, that'll be about 19 through the construction zone. Westbound 94, downtown to the Zoo interchange will take you about 10, so it's a 3-minute delay. Eastbound, about 9 to get from the Zoo into downtown. Southbound 43, Brown Deer Road to the Marquette, 19 minutes. And as you head over the high-rise bridge, downtown to Layton Avenue, we're looking at about a 12-minute ride, so that tacks five minutes onto your normal ride. I'm Debbie Lozaga with WTMJ Time Saver Traffic.
All right, thank you very much, Debbie. We are broadcasting live from the Deer District. Specifically, we're on the patio at the Mecca. Thank you for having us, Mecca, through these past couple of weeks. It's kind of melancholy, I feel, when you look out at the Deer District now, and the security barricades are up, the big screens are still up, the huge, enormous stage where the players gave their speeches is to our right in the north end of the Deer District, and it's all going to come down. It's all coming down, and we'll move on to the next thing, and that's what we do, but it's been a hell of a run. It's been a lot of fun. Are there people or someone in particular that you find yourself thinking about during this run? Is there anybody? I'll go first. I find myself thinking about my grandpa, who's 93 years old. I grew up in the Chicago area, Bulls fan growing up. It was so hard to get tickets to see a game at the stadium and then at the United Center during the Jordan era that my grandpa, 25 years ago, bought tickets here at the Bradley Center because he wanted to come see Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen play, and it was easier than navigating that whole situation in Chicago. He's kept the tickets all those years. So now he's 93 years old, still has season tickets here to the Bucks, and still comes to the games. And
wow.
He goes to the games, and now he's the biggest Bucks fan, and he's a bigger Bucks fan than he ever was a Bulls fan. And he stuck with Senator Cole, and he gutted that out, and they were terrible teams for the Bucks where my grandpa first got the tickets. And he didn't care because he was a Bulls fan. And then it grew. And then he fell in love with guys like, you know, Brandon Jennings and Michael Redd. And he liked Sam Cassell, even though the guy's head is shaped really weird. And all that sort of stuff, and grew into the team that is here now. And my grandpa was at the games, and I find myself thinking about my grandpa.
Wow.
So,
Who can top that? Who can top that?
You can, Ken.
No. I actually think about Herb Cole. I think about from 85 to 2014. He fought, he scraped, and he held it together. And the one decision he made, the key pivotal decision, was that whoever buys the team can't move it. That one line in a contract, that one stipulation, brought us here today. That without it, there's absolutely no way we would be. Some other city in North or South Dakota might be celebrating an NBA championship team. But instead, Herb Cole saw fit to have it here.
Yeah, he saved the Bucks twice, in essence.
He did. I would say my mother, and not because she's a Bucks fan, but because when I was 12 years old, I grew up outside of Boston, she took me to a championship parade. And walking around here and seeing the kids and seeing their parents and seeing the family and seeing and knowing how cool that was for me made me remember, oh, yeah, we got there 5 hours before it was happening. This was a championship parade for the New England Patriots. So it was February in Boston. It was freezing out. And it was huge. It was right in downtown Boston. And it stuck with me. And so watching all of these families, all these kids here today, again, I just think it's going to be something that sticks with them, that they'll pass down generation to generation and become a part of, truly a part of the culture here in Milwaukee.
Mine's kind of weird because it's not one person. It's literally just sports fans in the state of Wisconsin, because I had the opportunity yesterday. We had our ESPN Milwaukee golf outing out at the Bog, and I got a random text message from my former teammate who played for the Wisconsin Badgers, Frank Kaminsky. He said, "I have a ticket for you if you want it." And I said yes. And so I sat in the family section of the Phoenix Suns. I only clapped for Frank Kaminsky. Because when I look around and I see everyone in the stadium, right? And even like, I hate to even bring this up, as people are coming by and yelling my name, like, it is so cool to be in this state. Like, I still live in this state. I moved back to Chicago, and that was home. I grew up in the Chicagoland area. And I moved back to Madison because when I would drive from Chicago to Madison, it felt like home. And now I live in Milwaukee, and it feels like home. The state of Wisconsin is home. So the way that Bucks, Brewers, Packers, Badgers, the way that everyone roots for their sports teams, I was just happy to be in attendance and see the joy all day at the Deer District. Like, the 100,000 people inside, 20,000 inside screaming, 65,000 outside, the parade. Like, I just think of, I'm happy that the state of Wisconsin had a moment to celebrate, as there's been a lot of heartbreak.
And, of course, all the people walking by talking to Ben about
how he's a legend. That Michigan shot, you know, of course.
But, like, honestly, like,
Final Four.
Seeing, like, how excited those people are makes me happy that the Bucks got it done.
Yeah, it's all about family. Like, that headlines it for me. We went to the first ever game at the Bradley Center. My dad owned a bank, or ran a bank down the road here. It's no longer a bank, but they had tickets through the company, and, okay, we're going to go check out this new arena. We had just moved to the Brookfield area from the Madison area. So we went to the first ever basketball game. Remember, the first ever game at the Bradley Center was a Blackhawk hockey game because that arena was built for hockey. So, and to your point, Ken, about the Ice Bowl, my dad was one of 340,000 people at the Ice Bowl. He tells a famous story of leaving his car running for the entire game because it was so damn cold out. He had a full tank of gas, locked the door, left it running, came out, his car was warm, ready to go, and he drove away. And other people were trying to figure out their car situation. So just having those kind of memories and just knowing how it can bring families together. We've seen it bring an entire community together. And seeing my brother and my nephew here at Game 3, and then having my parents text me throughout the entire series. Like, I know they're invested in what I do for a profession, but they're invested in this because it's just part of the fabric and part of the culture. And beyond that, Jim Paschke also comes to mind. Just as a guy that is, he's who I first listened to. Like, there was a time where there was no Fox Sports anything. There was no Bally Sports anything. If you wanted to watch the Bucks, it could only be a road game. And then same with the Brewers. And if there was a rain delay, you watched Three's Company reruns. Like, that was sports. Like, that's how you digested it. It had to be a road game for you to see it. Yep. And it all changed. And Jim Paschke just kind of grew throughout every one of those steps and stages of this franchise. And I know it was tough for him not to be able to get inside this arena for Game 6, but what a fitting way, right, to go out. 50 years after the first championship, a guy with legendary career, really blossomed with the Bucks, to go out that way. That's just a Hall of Fame ending for a Hall of Fame.
Giannis was wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah. We asked Paschke about that yesterday. Yesterday on our show, we asked Paschke about that, and he said, yeah, I'm sitting at home because I can't be at the game because of COVID protocol. And I'm at home, and like everybody else, I'm watching the TV, and I see Giannis with the two statues say, hold on a second, put the shirt on. He said, I started crying. He had no idea that was going to happen. Another moment where Giannis demonstrates, I'm not pushing my own brand. I'm not.
Right.
It's about somebody else.
We, on yesterday, at Scalzo and Bruss, put it on our Twitter poll. Is Giannis Antetokounmpo perfect? And I am convinced that he is. The answer is yes.
He won the podium, and he won everything on the floor. That's for sure. He won it all.
And as I look out at this Deer District now, I was emceeing a forum that Peter Fagan was part of, and some guy stood up and said, you ought to charge for the Deer District. You ought to charge $5 or $10, and, you know, think about the money you guys could make. And Fagan almost fell off his stool, and he said, we would never, ever do that. And it really, I mean, I guess you take it for granted. It's free, and that's what makes it special, and that's another example, I guess, of the Bucks saying, we're billionaires, we're going to make a lot of money, but we're not charging for the Deer District. I mean, this is a cool gathering space for people who otherwise would not be here and cannot afford to get in Fiserv Forum. There were people lined up here with their family in the Deer District who couldn't afford to spend the $10 per person to get in for the watch party inside, but they could be out here for free and be community with no zip code, no neighborhood, no nothing. Just being here.
It's huge, right? I mean, it ultimately does build. It's also great long-term business for them because you bring more fans
Absolutely.
In and more eyeballs in and more audience in and more excitement in. And there's going to be a lot of T-shirts that get sold. There's going to be a lot of excitement around this team for a very long time. We talked about that core that's going to be there for a while, so you know that they're going to be good at putting out quality basketball, the quality of people. You know, a lot of folks in Milwaukee talk about, you mentioned, you know, P.J. Tucker decided to walk
Yeah, didn't even get on the bus.
Didn't get on the bus.
Forget the escort.
Walk.
Walk with the fans.
This is an accessible team. People who live in downtown Milwaukee are like, oh, yeah, I see Pat Connaughton all the time. I see, you know, PJ all the time. Like, these guys don't, you know, put themselves in an ivory tower. They are accessible and a part of the community that we're talking about.
I still think it's amazing that Giannis, the day after, drove to Chick-fil-A or was driven to Chick-fil-A,
right.
Rolled down the window, didn't just go and do the Instagram thing and post that. He rolled down the window and let people touch the trophy. Hey, can I touch the trophy? Of course, yeah, touch the trophy, be quick. But he was there. He just was accessible.
Right.
It's just remarkable.
How'd you celebrate? Like, some teams just go to Vegas or 1-2-3 Cancun, right? And Giannis goes to Chick-fil-A.
I go to Chick-fil-A in Brookfield.
Chick-fil-A in Brookfield. All right. Yeah.
It's amazing, amazing stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we'll discuss. I want to talk about, is this bittersweet for some guys? There are a lot of guys in the parade today who are very close but never got a parade, never got a championship. What is that like? Brust, you can probably relate to that. When you're really, really close but don't get your ultimate goal, are there guys that this is a really tough day for? We'll have that part of the discussion when we come back from the Deer District.
Today, we're bringing the Bucks party to you.
Tucker of Roy's a steal by Middleton. He's got a bust down. Slam in. Picked it off top of the key on a lazy pass by Booker.
Championship parade coverage continues all day long. Presented by Jockey. This is your one-stop shop for all things Bucks Championship Parade. Celebrate with us all day. Championship parade coverage on 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin is presented by Jockey.
Welcome back to Championship Coverage, presented by Jockey. Pretty funky music, huh? That's some Greg Scalzo music right there.
Well, we do normally do Grateful Dead Thursday on Scalzo and Bruss. So shout out to Nick for giving us a little shakedown street here.
He's Greg Scalzo. Ben Bruss is here. So is Dr. Ken Harris and Greg Matzik. I am John Merkier. So during the championship run, I think it was before game five, maybe, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods to buy some gear. Because my daughter was in town. We had to go buy gear. So we went there, and unbeknownst to me, Sidney Moncrief was signing autographs in there. So we walk in, and there's a table, and Sidney Moncrief's there, and we were near the end of his window. So as we began to shop, there were people waiting in line near the end of our time in the store. The line cleared out, and he was sitting there by himself. So I'm not an autograph guy, but he was sitting by himself, and I thought it'd be cool to talk to him. So I went up to him, and he was a very, very nice guy. And I'm like, this guy's in the Hall of Fame. This guy is the real deal. You know, first couple defensive players of the year in the league, blah, blah, blah. I was talking to him, and he was talking about leadership. Now he's in this big leadership thing, and he's a hiker, apparently. He likes to go hiking. So he's writing a book on hiking and leadership. Don't know how well that's going to sell, but that's what he's doing. So I started talking to him, and I just got the sense in talking to him about this Bucks team, and he was very positive and said all the right things, that there was a sense of disappointment as I asked him about his career, and a sense of jealousy's too strong a word, but
envy?
Envy, disappointment that his career, because he was on some good Bucks teams that just couldn't quite get over the hump, that he wished that he had had that opportunity. And then it hit me again today when I was watching the parade and I saw Marcus Johnson. And I heard people say on our broadcast that Marcus Johnson was having a tough time because he thought he was so close a couple of times and couldn't quite get there. It led me into asking the question, I guess, how disappointing is it? Is it bittersweet for guys? Is it bittersweet, Ben Bruss, for high-level athletes when you achieve a lot and do achieve most of your goals but fall short of the ultimate goal?
I mean, to be completely blunt, yeah. I mean, like, absolutely. They didn't get to the top of the pinnacle of the NBA in their career and as a Hall of Famer to think they don't deserve to win is, you know, almost every season, right? So I had the opportunity my senior year to go to the Final Four. And in 2015, they went to the national championship game and they beat Kentucky, who was 38-1. And, like, I was very happy for my teammates, but of course the competitor in me wanted to be a part of it, right? But I think, you know, as long as they realize, you know, they were great as well, you know, and they're still loved. There's people showing up and signing autographs and having conversations with them still. You still made an impact. And what you did then all is part of the foundation of where you are now and where this Milwaukee Bucks organization is now. And you can even see it in the parade. Brandon Jennings, He's a cult hero for the Milwaukee Bucks. Michael Redd, you know, people have Michael Redd jerseys around, so it's all about your mindset, and if you are able to put your pride past what you weren't able to accomplish and then attach yourself to the joy and just embrace the what is going on, I think it's up to you. It's your mindset.
Did you watch the championship game that year?
5 in the morning in Lithuania.
You did watch it, though.
Yes. You watched it live?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, here's the thing, and I don't know if you guys subscribe to this, but, like, when it gets... I'm not talking about Tuesday in February against the Jazz, right? I mean, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals. Like, if the team you cheer for loses, I am out. Phone down, TV off. I don't even want to turn on my computer. Like, I don't want to see highlights, nothing. Just give me the Weather Channel and a home show. How can I make a deck? Like, that's what I'm watching. I cannot watch it. Like, you get so invested, I think, even as a fan sometimes, that you feel the lows. And certainly the players do it to a different degree, but... that's part of fandom, right? You swing left and you swing right. With the team on a high, you're riding with it. And when it's down, you just want to shut it off.
All right, Greg, so let me ask you the same question I asked Brent. You were a successful Division I athlete, very successful. But there were times where you fell short of what you wanted or what you expected from yourself or what you thought might happen. Tell me a story. Take me in how that plays out in the mind of an ultimate competitor at a high level.
Yeah, I think it's all about having the right mindset going in, but knowing that you still have to perform. And you can do the mental visualization, like that was the thing. And when you line up and it's you and five others and somebody's going to be the fastest man in that particular event in the nation in track and field, it's go time. And you just have to throw it all on the table. And what I love about track and field is that there's nothing subjective about it. You either ran faster than the dude next to you or you didn't. So there's a lot of congratulatory response after a given race. There's not a lot of woulda, coulda, shouldas when it comes to certain events. And it's not a pass that went out of bounds or something like that in a clutch moment. You either had it that day or you didn't, which can be tough to live with. But you always know if you put yourself in the mind frame that you can achieve anything. You just have to hope it happens that particular day. You prepare yourself for it, too.
And that's why this NBA championship for the Milwaukee Bucks is so special, right? Because... you can talk about Sidney Moncrief, we can talk about Greg, myself, and falling short, but this team didn't fall short, and they had moments where they could have, right? And I think that's why it is so special. You think about the Giannis block. He blocked DeAndre Ayton in one of the most important parts of the game. Even more important that I think I mentioned earlier, when he had the alley-oop in Phoenix, it started with Drew Holiday in a one-possession game, coming down late. On the road, Devin Booker, who scored 40 points, had a chance to beat the Bucks. Drew Holiday stole the ball, and Giannis dunked it in on an and-one. They made the plays, and they didn't fall short, and we're here celebrating because of that. And so they don't have to live with any regret. There's no bittersweet. This is about them and what they were able to accomplish.
I wanted to see Torrey Craig in the parade.
That's a little fresh.
That's a very interesting question.
You want bittersweet, that's just
bitter. If I'm going
to
be honest,
I think I have to guess, but I think he gets a ring.
Oh, you will, and I wouldn't be surprised
ring, right?
if they do a ring ceremony where he's there. You know, and give him it in front of the arena. And he does because he was part of the team during the season, so I'm sure he will get over it.
But ultimately, John Horst made the right decision, you know? Like, because Craig played, like, 2 minutes in Game 6 and scored 0 points.
Yeah, DJ Wilson
Bobby
will get
Portis
a ring.
Bobby Portis had 16 points.
Yeah, DJ Augustine will get a ring. I mean, the only DJ left is DJ Shauna, for goodness sake.
And she'll get a ring, too.
Who gets rings? How does that work? How far deep into the organization? Ushers and Fiserv don't get rings. Does everybody who's an employee of the team... do HR folks, do accounting folks.
The Packers did that. I know for a fact they did that in 2010 in the 2011 Super Bowl. They did that.
All their
every
office
employee
people.
Got a ring.
Well, different ring though, right?
There's
a player
right.
owner ring, and then there's an employee ring, which I'm sure both are magnificent, but one of them might have a few more stones than the other.
I don't want to knock Justin's. So they do a nice job. Justin's does a nice job.
Man, it's just fun to think about. You just hit on it. We didn't fall short, right? I mean, it was history in the making, and now it's history made. It was, let's do it, we did it.
Yeah.
We did it. I mean, we did it. And it feels like it's a we. I mean, I didn't play a single play. I didn't. But as a member of this community, doesn't it feel like we did it?
Yes, it does.
We're part of this, you know, as this community.
And it's something you can never take away. It'll never go away. From this point forward, you'll always have the thought that I was there when the Bucks won. after 50 years.
Yeah.
And that's where sports to me is so special, right? Because as a sports fan, you get to feel these highs and lows that you never feel outside of when significant things actually happen in your life, right? The Bucks win, that's a huge deal, but on a February, you know, night in February against the Grizzlies, your life doesn't materially change if they win or lose.
I hope it doesn't.
But you know what I mean? But, like, ultimately sports allows you to feel those high moments and those low moments where nothing materially changes in your life. And we collectively got a high moment as a community throughout this past week and throughout this playoff run. And it sticks with you in a way that few things do.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Hey, it's 527. Let's check those roads one more time. Then we're going to take another break here. Debbie Lozaga.
Yes, sir.
Are you there? How are things?
Well, we do have an issue on 94 eastbound right about at Highway 18. Looks like the left lane is blocked now at the emergency crew. So be careful as you're heading past that. Right now we're at an 18-minute ride from Highway 16 to the zoo, an 8-minute backup. From the zoo to downtown, just a quick tap of the brakes with a 9-minute ride from the zoo to downtown. The westbound side, downtown to the zoo, is going to take you about 8. 41 southbound, Highway Q to the zoo interchange, 27 minutes, a 12-minute delay. The northbound side from the zoo to Highway Q, we're at 21. And then southbound 43, Brown Deer Road to the Marquette, on and off the brakes, we're at 18 minutes to get from Brown Deer into downtown. That's an extra 6. And continuing over the high-rise bridge downtown to Layton Avenue, still a bit heavy at 12 minutes. That's an extra 5. I'm Debbie Lozaga, WTMJ, Time Saver Traffic.
All right, thank you, Debbie. It's getting kind of overcast here. Maybe some rain march in our direction. It's just supposed to be isolated, although I think there's a better chance for rain in the overnight hours. We're presented by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion. There's only one Jockey. We've got a special treat for you coming up. An audio montage that kind of walks us through where we've been this year, where we are today. That's up next.
We're back with more from the Bucks Championship Parade after this.
Booker driving. Lob to Ayton. Knocked away by the Bucks. Giannis did it.
Presented by Jockey. The Cream City is now Championship City. Congrats to the 2021 NBA champion Bucks. Today, we're bringing the celebration to you all across 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin. Championship Parade coverage is presented by Jockey.
Welcome back to the Deer District, winding down an absolutely fantastic Milwaukee Championship Day. I'm John Merck here, Dr. Ken Harris, 101.7 The Truth, Truth in the Afternoon. You can hear that there. I listen when I get a chance. Usually I'm on the air, so it doesn't work out too well, but occasionally I try to.
You should just leave.
I podcast.
On all your breaks, just
we
listen.
Should just do the show together. I could come over and do it with you occasionally.
Absolutely. We'll just simulcast on both.
These guys are on the same time, too. Scalzo and Brust, ESPN Milwaukee.
They're down the hall. They can come down.
We can all just do it together.
Absolutely.
We should do this every day.
Perfect.
The four of us, right?
There you go.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. All right, we're going to keep you updated on what's happening out on the roads, but first we wanted to bring this to you. This is pretty cool. Producer Ashton Rotman put this together. It's kind of a look back at the Bucks from the play and during the playoffs, from the very beginning to where we are today. Enjoy this.
Injected in
Hopefully
my veins.
We can build a culture in Milwaukee for many years that we can come out here and compete every single year for a championship.
Adrian Wojnarowski, breaking some news. We say goodbye. We say hello. Jrue Holiday, there was some thought that he could be on the move, and he is. Where's he going? Well, he's headed to the Milwaukee Bucks.
We're our Bucks fans. This is Giannis, the big freak. I'm excited for the day. Big day today. I'll be here in Milwaukee for the next 5 years. This is my home, this is my city. I'm excited to be a part of this organization. I'm excited to go to work with my teammate. I'm excited to walk around this city. And it's been amazing, man. It's been amazing, and the show goes on, and let's get it.
All right, all the talk is done. It's time to play this opening round NBA series. You got to win 16 to win a championship. Giannis in front of Dedmon, driving, spinning to the basket, scores! There's the triple-double for Giannis. Gives the Bucks a 7-point lead, 93-86. Giannis with 10 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. Lopez for a knockout jumper. Why not? 25 for Lopez. 116-101. It's in the bank. Get out the brooms. Sweep the area. Bucks are going to the second round, and they have vanquished the boogeyman known as the Miami. Going to run out the time. The final here in Game 6, Bucks 104, Brooklyn Nets 89. We'll be back for Game 7 from the Borough on Saturday. Giannis goes to work. Durant muscles him. Giannis in the lane. Jump hook. It got it! Rolled around and dropped in. Tie game at 111. Middleton continues on. Fades. Shoots. Gone for Middleton. 113-111 Bucks. Timeout Nets. Giannis inbound with the Bucks up two. Lobbing to Lopez. Tipped away. Bucks win. Bucks will go to the Eastern Conference Final. My goodness. How about this? History has been made. The Bucks win in overtime in Brooklyn. Down low. Steal by Holiday. Cut in front of Collins. Bad pass by Young. Now, Middleton driving, lifting, takes the jumper. Oh, my! 13 points in a row for Chris Middleton. Bucks have a 15-point lead. Now they'll let it burn. We get to say something that sounds as good today as it did in 1974. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to the NBA Finals. Phoenix, here we come. How about this? 47 years waiting, and the Bucks are back in the NBA Finals for the third time in franchise history. Lopez and Ayton to jump, and here we go. We're underway. The NBA Finals will begin with Giannis getting the basketball, and here he comes into the front court. Goodness. Paul driving, loses the ball, picks it up. Crowder with a jumper, hit it. Phoenix is going to be up 2-0, folks.
All right, two things. We got better tonight. I can feel it. We can feel it. We're getting better. We're going to go home. We'll be better at home.
Chance of Bucks in six. Now to do that, they would need to win four in a row. Middleton inbound on the side. Lob to Giannis, back door, laid it in. Suns fell asleep. A lob from out of bounds. And Giannis has a 41-point night. Ayton lifted out high. Booker comes around. Booker driving. Lob to Ayton. Knocked away by the Bucks. Giannis did it. Here's Chris Paul. Loses the basketball. Picked up by Holiday. To Middleton. Layup goes! And a foul! Lob it out to Pat Connaughton. It is over! We've got a 2-2 series.
I should excuse my language, but it was one of those oh sh** moments. Two times, like, oh man, like we gave up a layup, then next thing you know, he's blocking it. It was a great effort.
I kind of like try to focus in the, you know, in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation. That's going out there enjoying the
Giannis
game.
Giannis at the three-point line, driving on eight to the rim. Scores with a left hand and a foul. Would not be denied. Full-blown battering ram mode. Rebound to the Suns. Booker will bring it up. They can take the lead with 27 seconds to go. Tucker with five fouls on Booker. Booker driving. Chicken wings again. In the lane. Holiday rips it away. 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it! How about that? 122-119. Paul for three. Game over! Bucks win! 123-119. It is 3-2 Bucks with a chance to clinch a championship at home on Tuesday night at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really care if it's Bucks in whatever. We just want it to be Bucks, right?
Scott Foster to toss it skyward. And here we go. Game six underway. The Suns will get the first possession. Tucker, oh, here's a steal by Middleton. He's got a bust out. Slam it. Picked it off top of the key on a lazy pass by Booker. Slammed it on the other end to make it 10-5. Goes to work. Bumps into the lane. Spins. Fades. Shoots. Good again. 14 points in the third quarter for Giannis. 60-59. To Middleton. Deep to Giannis. Caught it. Slam it with the left hand. 94-88. 45 in the game for Giannis. Less than a minute to play. Middleton comes around. Takes a jumper. Gone. Right side by Middleton. 102-96. Timeout Phoenix. A 50-point game.
That's the stuff of legend.
105-98. Chris Paul inbound. Looking in for
Booker, who takes a three. No good. Tucker with the rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. Let the celebration begin.
I don't think there's much doubt, but he played through adversity. He played through injury. No doubt, given he was the two-time MVP in the league. This year, it's Bill Russell. Finals MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Hey, you did it, huh? Did it.
Man, it was a team effort, honestly. Giannis says it before every game, you gotta be a star in your role, and that's what I was doing. But if I could have the keys to the city like Bobby, man, I'd be even better, huh? Bobby!
Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't care about this part, but I could go to a super team. And, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way. And we did it. We did it, man.
Man, how good is that?
Of the world!
Yeah!
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Ashton Rotman, a very nice job on that. I love that jab that Giannis took at the super teams. It's nice to say, you know, look, I'm in Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. And you know what? All you other clowns out there that got to climb on top of some other superstar to win a ring, I just love that. I love it. And it comes after Kevin Durant and others tweeted out really nice things to the Bucks,
yep,
to be honest.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and again, what he said when he took the NBA Finals MVP award, he said, "We did it, Chris," right? Like,
yeah,
the guy,
yeah,
won the NBA MVP, and he thanked his teammate,
right?
Like, that he's been on this, yep, journey with. Like, that wasn't a super team. That was building from the community, from the ground up.
Well, and both of those guys got better every single year. They continued to get better, and that's a special way to build a team.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to, Giannis is right. I mean, there is an easy way to do it, and there is a hard way to do it. And if you do it either way, quite frankly, in my opinion, it counts.
Yep.
Yes.
But,
yep,
it means just a little bit more, probably, yep, when you build step by step by step.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody who, like, goes to a super team, but, like, it does make it feel more special, like you said. Especially
it, yeah, it does.
In this state, the way these guys played, there was a player on the floor, no, and everyone could associate or identify with and be like, I love that guy, I love what he does. Whether it's Drew Holiday's defense, or the clutch shooting by Chris Middleton late, or Pat Connaughton, who's coming off the bench getting 8 rebounds and playing 30 minutes in the finals after playing 10 minutes the series before. Bobby Portis and his energy and those eyes that could rip your soul out just by looking at him. Yeah. Everyone brought something.
I love the evolution of Chris and Giannis. I mean, when they were young on the team, Chris was the better player. Chris was stronger. Chris was a little more experienced. And Giannis talks about this. And Chris pushed him in practice. And Chris, at the end of some practices, would say, let's go, pick up the ball, we're done. And Giannis wouldn't. Giannis wanted to keep going. Giannis wanted to keep working. Giannis wanted to beat him in that game of horse at the end of practice. It was like, and now that competitive juice,
yep,
led them both to excel, and now they're buddies.
We did it, Chris.
It's just a great, great story. It's 5:44 at WTMJ. We'll be back with more from the Deer District. Speaking of Giannis, we're going to play for you his speech from the stage. We'll do that up next. We're presented by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion. There's only one Jockey.
We're back with more from the Bucks Championship Parade after this.
Booker driving. Chicken wings again. In the lane. Holiday rips it away. 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it!
Presented by Jockey. The party is on. You're listening to Bucks Championship Parade coverage all across 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin. Presented by Jockey.
We are the champions, my friends.
John Merck here with Ken Harris, Greg Scalzo, and Ben Brust in the Deer District. Before we get out of here, we wanted you to listen to Giannis one more time. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo, NBA Finals MVP, on the stage to our right earlier today.
And last but not least, a forward from Greece, the Finals MVP, number 34, the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo!
Mambo!
He's got a lot of trophies, y'all.
This one?
Whichever one you want. Yanni, the last time you were on a stage like this with a crowd outside the arena, you won your first MVP award. And at that ceremony, you said, hey, don't call me the MVP so that I can get better and be able to bring a championship to Milwaukee. 2 years later, you have done just that. Where are your emotions at this point?
I'm extremely happy. I'm proud of my teammates. I'm proud of the whole organization for everything we did all year. We put extremely unbelievable work. We believed in ourselves. We went out there to compete. And right now, you know, I'm extremely happy. I still can't believe this is happening. But, I'm trying to be in the moment, trying to enjoy as much as possible with you guys, with my teammates and everybody.
There were points in your life where you would share things with your siblings, whether it's clothing or shoes. And now you all share championships, Yanni. You share championships. How remarkable is the story of your family?
It's an unbelievable story, and it's a lot of hard work that have paid off. It's crazy that three of us, we're champions, but we got to keep working hard, you know. But, man, if you remember the kids, anybody told us that 2021, 10 years later, we all, three of us going to be champs, I wouldn't believe it. But I know my mom is extremely proud. I know my dad is extremely proud. So I'm happy.
Your brother is right over there.
T.A., what up, T.A.?
I know you can't speak for him, but what do you think he would want this crowd to know at this moment?
Milwaukee, we did it, baby! We did it! We did it, man! Man, this is our city. This is our city, man. We did it, man. It's unbelievable.
Adetokounmpo.
That is Zora Stevenson with Giannis talking to his brother Thanasis at the end. At the end of the day here, incredible. It's been surreal witnessing this all day, from the parade at the beginning to the stage at the end, to people milling about, and they're still here. All right, one thing you'll take away, what will you kind of hold closest when you think about what transpired today, Dr. Ken?
In thinking of it, in thinking of the entire series, in thinking of the entire year, it reminded me and gives me hope to look at the city and remember the importance of we.
That's powerful. I agree with you. What about you, Scalzo?
To me, the frenetic energy of today, especially after everything that's happened the past couple of years, right? The frenetic energy, the back slapping, the high fives, the chants, the fist bumps, and everybody there watching PJ Tucker leaning out, saying thank you to the city with a bottle of gold champagne in his hand that eventually was going to pour all over his face. Like that to me, like that pure energy and excitement and rush and the participation that we all had in it, like that's a feeling that you'll be able to go back and sort of remember in the images that we all saw, throughout the day, all over the city, are just they're going to be lasted.
Because you could feel it, right? I mean, you could really feel it. It was a feeling.
And I'm just happy that feeling was felt beyond the city of Milwaukee. Like, what I take away is the national stage was able to see that city, that we come together, that electricity in the energy in the 100,000 people, and to know that the way they did it felt the right way, right? It felt like something, everything we all could connect with, and it started with Giannis, and Giannis will be the name that we continue to say over and over again because he's wonderful on the court and he's wonderful off the court, and we have a lot to be proud of for this team.
It just feels good to be proud, doesn't it? It feels good
Like chest out. Like, you put your chest out.
Yeah, exactly. Puff a little bit, right? I mean, it's not like, yeah, we won, but I don't like that guy. Or, yeah, we won, yep. But there's no but. We had it both ways. It's rare that you can have it really both ways, where you win and it all lined up where you don't have regrets. You don't have... Growing up a Bulls fan, I loved the Bulls and cheered for them, but it was kind of unfortunate that we had Dennis Rodman those last 3 years.
But, you know, the
there's
funny
nothing
thing,
like that here.
You could never get close to a team. This team, you got close to.
Yep.
They're not pretentious. They're not... You can just walk up and say hello, and they'll have a conversation. You could never get that close in a big market team.
Yep.
New York, Chicago, Dallas, L.A., never.
We were reminded of that again today,
yep.
How close we are physically and spiritually to this basketball team, right?
Yeah.
You just felt it today.
And it starts with Giannis. Like, it does.
Yeah.
As great as Michael Jordan was, he still doesn't feel accessible.
Yeah, right.
Right. They put a 10-part documentary series about the guy. He still doesn't feel accessible.
Right, exactly.
Giannis, like, he feels like we all know Giannis. We saw his right. family up there. He had his little boy Liam up
yes.
there with him. Like, it feels like he is truly a part of it. And he feels like he grew up here because this is his American city.
I have a feeling that if Instagram Live was a thing, Michael Jordan wouldn't have been taking us into what he was doing the next morning after they won game 6 in Utah, you know? Like,
he wouldn't. I mean, even the documentary, sitting with the big cigar and the glass of scotch by
right.
himself in like a gazillion dollar house.
Yep.
Right.
You're right. You know, yeah, if they do a 30-30 on the Bucks, Giannis isn't going to be sitting in that setting.
Correct.
He's accessible.
And he's not going to be alone.
Yeah, exactly. He's more like what he's going to be bouncing his baby on his lap, you know? For me, it's just what I take away is what you said, Dr. Ken. It's when I looked out at the plaza today and I think back about the past month,
mm-hmm.
it didn't matter what zip code you lived in.
Right.
It didn't matter if the zip code was in the city or it was outside the city. It didn't matter what gender you were, and we weren't arguing over what to call you because of your gender. None of that mattered when we came together to cheer the Bucks.
Absolutely.
We came together to watch the Bucks. It was, we were just in it together, and I hope that some of that carries over. Will it? I don't know. I hope it does. I hope if it doesn't, that at least it gave us a respite. It gave us something that we could cheer for together and just celebrate and be happy.
If you can do something once, though, you can do it again.
You can.
Absolutely.
You can replicate it, right?
Yep.
A couple quick thank yous before we step aside here. I want to thank the great team at Good Karma Brands, Shawnee Smith, who kind of headed this up, Rachel Fry and Nick Van Wagenen, who executive produced the hell out of this thing. John Tyler, our engineer. John's been working for, I think, 37 hours straight. John, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us on the air. And to you, our fans out there, those that listen, those that are Bucks fans, thank you for what you do for our community. Thank you for giving us the time. It is 5:57, and we are out of here. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Bucks in 6.